I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, October 29th. Classes will be held at the Bernazzani and Snug Harbor schools in Quincy today after they were canceled yesterday due to power outages. Mayor Thomas Koch says special generators have been brought in to fully power both schools, and the schools will go back to regular power over the weekend. All other Quincy schools were open yesterday and will be open again today. And the mayor says the DPW yard on C Street will be open Saturday and Sunday from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. to allow residents to dispose of yard waste, and extra capital waste trucks may be brought in next week to collect more yard waste. Koch expressed his gratitude to city workers and National Grid for their response to the storm and urged patience from residents. Now, the cleanup does continue after Wednesday's massive nor'easter. More than 160,000 homes and businesses across the state are still without power in Massachusetts 2 days after that storm. Here in Quincy, there are just over 3,100 National Grid customers without power. The outages hit a high of 499,000 during the storm on Wednesday. According to MEMA, the number of customers currently without electricity was 161,234 as of 5:45 a.m. Friday. Hardest hit areas, South Shore, Cape Cod, and Cape Ann. If you are outside, you're reminded to avoid down power lines and use generators outside and away from any buildings. Now, the longtime head of spine surgery at Boston Medical Center has been reprimanded by state regulators and fined $5,000 for leaving an operating room before the start of an emergency ankle surgery to get something to eat in his parked car, where he fell asleep and missed the procedure. 54-year-old Dr. Tony Tenori admitted he woke up in his car on a November night in 2016, called the teaching hospital, and was told that a chief resident had performed the operation he was supposed to oversee, according to a consent order released on Monday by the Board of Registration in Medicine. In a recent ruling, the state board concluded that Tenori, who was the attending surgeon for orthopedic trauma emergencies that night, and had escorted the patient with the residents into the operating room, had engaged in conduct that undermines the public confidence in the integrity of the medical profession. The cost of gas just keeps going up in Massachusetts. AAA reporting the state average went up 8 cents from last week to reach $3.35 per gallon. The state average is now just 3 cents lower than the national average of $3.38 per gallon. AAA said high demand and more expensive crude oil, alongside a decline in stocks, are responsible for the climbing costs. AAA Northeast Mary McGuire says with the U.S. economy slowly recovering from the depths of the pandemic, demand for gas is robust, but the supply is tight. She said we haven't seen prices this high since September 2014. Gas prices have gone up for 27 straight days in the U.S. In Massachusetts, the average price 26 cents higher than a month ago and $1.25 higher than it was 1 year ago. The owner and the driver of the speedboat that crashed in Boston Harbor last July and killed 27-year-old Janika Jules has been indicted for involuntary manslaughter and other charges. 38-year-old Ryan Denver was operating his 37-foot-long speedboat when he hit a day marker buoy at around 3 a.m. on July 17th. The boat then sank, sending all 8 people on board into the water. While Denver and 6 others survived, dive teams pulled Juice's body from the water around 10 a.m. that day. An arraignment for Denver is set for November 19th. Along with involuntary manslaughter, Denver was indicted on counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. His attorney, Michael Connolly, released a statement calling the DA's decision to indict Denver as a serious overcharge. Connolly said the evidence has determined Denver was sober and he drove his boat and was going at appropriate speed. The defense also said it determined that the day marker the boat hit was not illuminated at the time of the crash. The jury deliberating the case of Matthew Potter of Weymouth for the death of Christopher McCallum at the Nickerson American Legion Post in Quincy visited the scene yesterday. Members of the jury toured the post in Squantum and heard from a Brewster Ambulance EMT who responded to the scene on the night McCallum was attacked in January of 2019. Potter is charged with manslaughter. McCallum's death was ruled a homicide. The Pumpkin Spice Festival that was scheduled to take place at Bishop's Field in Quincy Saturday has been postponed due to the threat of rain. The festival will be held Sunday, November 7th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Check of business news this morning. Stocks bounced back yesterday. The Dow was up 239. The NASDAQ rose 212, and the S&P added 44. Asian shares were mixed. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at almost $83 a barrel. And sports. Carolina Hurricanes blew past the Bruins 3-0. Last night, the Bees are back home tomorrow night at 7 to take on the Florida Panthers. Celtics will be in Washington to play the Wizards tomorrow at 5 p.m. Of course, Patriots out in L.A. on Sunday at 4:05. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly cloudy and cool with a high of 52. Chilly night tonight, cloudy with a low in the upper 30s. Rain tomorrow, could be heavy at times, rather breezy at the high of 60 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy and mild, high 65. And clouds and sun Monday with a high of 62. For the boater, waves 2 to 3 feet. Northeast winds gusting to 20. The high tide 6:22 a.m. and 6:31 p.m. Sunrise at 7:13, set at 5:40. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, October 29th.